Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a Hoover Stab in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way. Fast, dirty, punchy, and light on CPU, with that jungle and old-school DNB pressure. This is one of those sounds that instantly brings you into rave territory. It's aggressive, a little unstable, wide enough to feel huge, but still focused enough to sit in a real arrangement. And that matters, because in jungle and DNB, a Hoover Stab isn't just a cool sound design exercise. It's a tool. It can punch through a drop, answer the drums, build tension before a transition, or act like a mini riser without eating up your entire CPU budget. So let's build it from the ground up. Start by creating a MIDI track and loading Waveeatable. You could use Analog too, but Waveeatable is a great choice here because it gives you quick to tune control, easy modulation, and a clean workflow. Keep it simple. One instrument, one patch, one mission. For the chord tone, use two harmonically rich oscillators. Think saw-based shapes, something bright enough to have teeth, but not so glossy that it starts sounding like trance. Set oscillator 1 to a saw-like waveform, and oscillator 2 to either another saw or a square saw hybrid. Nudge oscillator 2 slightly sharp, just a few cents, maybe plus 8 to 15 cents. That little beating movement is a huge part of the Hoover identity. Now add unison, but keep it controlled. Four voices is a really good starting point. You want width and movement, not a giant cloud that smears the mix. Set the detune to something moderate, around 15 to 25%, and keep stereo spread in a sensible range, maybe 30 to 60%. That gives you the classic rave blur without turning the sound into a CPU monster. Next up is the filter, because this is where the Hoover starts to come alive. Use a low-pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB. If you want it darker and more sinister, keep the cutoff lower. If you want it more obvious and aggressive, open it up more toward the mid-range. A good starting zone is somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz for a darker stab, or around 1 to 3 kHz if you want it brighter and more in your face. Add some resonance, but not too much. You're aiming for character, not whistle mode. Now shape the motion with the filter envelope. This is where the stab part really happens. Give it a super fast attack, basically instant, then a quick decay, somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Keep sustain low, and let the release stay short too. That way, the note hits hard and then gets out of the way. In jungle, that's a big deal. Shorter notes often feel heavier because they leave room for the break, the ghost snares, and the tail of the rhythm. If you want extra aggression, add a little pitch punch at the start. Just a tiny amount. We're not trying to turn this into a laser sound. We just want a quick snap, maybe a subtle rise of a few semitones that drops almost immediately. That little burst can make the stab feel more alive and more rude. Now shape the amplitude envelope to behave like a real stab. Zero attack, short decay. Zero sustain, short release. Keep it tight. If the notes are too long, they'll start fighting the kick and sub. And in DNB, that space is sacred. The Hoover should punctuate the groove, not sit on top of it forever. At this point, you've got the core sound. Now we give it attitude. Add a saturator next. This is one of the easiest ways to make the Hoover feel like it's being pushed through a bit of gear grit. Drive it by a few decibels, maybe 2 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. That soft clipping helps the stab feel more forward and a bit rougher, which is exactly the kind of energy you want for old school vibes. After that, use an auto filter if you want to animate the sound in the arrangement. This is especially useful if you're turning the stab into a transition tool. You can automate the cutoff upward over a few bars, add a little more resonance near the end, and basically make the sound inhale before the drop. That build-up and release behavior is what makes a simple patch feel like a real arrangement element. For extra Hoover character, try Chorus Ensemble or Phaser Flanger. Chorus Ensemble is great if you want width and a more classic smeared rave texture. Phaser Flanger is better if you want it meaner, more metallic, more aggressive. Just keep it subtle. In jungle and old-school DNB, too much modulation can get cheesy fast and muddy the mix. A little goes a long way. Then shape the tone with EQ8. This is where we make sure the sound plays nicely with the rest of the track. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub and kick. If there's harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz, tame that a bit. If it needs more body or mid-range presence, a small boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz can help it cut through. That mid-range zone is really important here. If the Hoover disappears in the full mix, it usually needs more of that 800 Hz to 3 kHz energy, not more low-end. Use utility at the end to manage width and gain. You can widen it a bit, or keep it tighter if the arrangement is already busy. Sometimes mono or near mono placement actually hits harder, especially if the stab is acting like a rhythmic accent rather than a giant lead. Now let's talk CPU, because this lesson is specifically about pushing it without wasting resources. Keep one synth instance. Don't stack 5 layers unless the track really needs it. Keep unison to 4 voices or less. Use stock devices where possible. And once the sound is where you want it, print it to audio. Freeze and flatten, or resample it into a clip. That workflow is super jungle friendly. It lets you keep moving, chop the audio, reverse bits, and treat the sound like a sample instead of endlessly tweaking a live synth. That's also where the real old school energy comes in. A lot of classic jungle and rave material feels great, because it behaves like sampled hardware. So once you've got your Hoover stab, record a few MIDI hits, bounce them to audio, and start editing. Slice one hit, reverse another one, maybe shift a chop right before the next stab. Suddenly the part has that collage-like, chopped-up momentum that feels authentic. You can also use the Hoover as a Risa-style transition without changing the patch at all. Just automate the cutoff upward, slowly increase saturation, maybe add a touch more reverb or delay as the section approaches the drop, and let the notes get slightly shorter or more urgent. By the last bar, the thing should feel like it's about to burst. Then cut it hard and let the drop land clean. That contrast is everything. If you add reverb, be careful. In DNB, huge reverb sounds amazing in solo, then can destroy the groove in context. Keep the decay fairly short, maybe around 0.7 to 2.5 seconds. Use a little pre-delay, and keep the wet amount low. Same with delay. Filter the repeats. Keep the low end out, and use it as a throw rather than a permanent wash. For arranging, think like a DNB producer. In the intro, use a stab every 2 or 4 bars, letting it answer the break. In the build, increase the note density and open the filter. In the drop, use short syncopated hits between the drums. In breakdowns, you can go darker, bandpass the sound, and maybe automate it downward for tension. And one of the best tricks is to let the stab get out of the way early. Don't overstay its welcome. Leave room for the drum programming and the bassline to breathe. Here are a few quick pro tips. If the Hoover feels weak, don't just turn it up. Shorten the note, change the envelope shape, or add a little more mid-range harmonic content. Often that's the real fix. If you want it angrier, add a tiny pitch envelope, push the drive a bit harder, and briefly sweep a bandpass shape at the start of the note. That gives you more of a frantic rave attack. If you want it darker and heavier, transpose it down a semitone or two. Close the filter slightly, and keep the note short with just a touch of ambience. If you want the most authentic jungle move of all, resample it, chop it, and treat it like a sample. That's often better than leaving the synth live, and it saves CPU at the same time. So here's a great mini exercise. Build a 2-bar Hoover stab phrase. Put one hit on beat 1, one off beat before beat 3, and another short answer in the second bar. Automate the filter opening across the phrase. Raise saturation slightly. Then resample the whole thing, chop it into a few pieces, reverse one chop, and test it against a breakbeat loop, a sub-bass, and a simple ride pattern. That'll tell you really quickly whether the patch has the right attitude. The big takeaway is simple. A good DNB Hoover is not just about sounding massive. It's about working with the break, leaving space for the bass, and creating pressure without burning CPU. Keep it raw, keep it controlled, and once the tone is right, commit it to audio and keep the track moving. That's the move. Tight Hoover, big energy, low CPU, proper jungle pressure.